16 in front of 6 o'clock and 62 degrees. So, the train's running ahead of schedule here this morning. So, yeah, we still call this the best 5 minutes of the day, and I've been still sorting it out. Our friend Jason was with us for 5.5 years, and taking a break, and I want to talk with him about just kind of, you know, pop back for a day here and there. So I have not officially thrown that out to him, but I'm going to say, hey, you know, doing every day was a big deal for 5.5 years, maybe just here and there. So throw that out. But in the meantime, you know, I was thinking, yeah, we kind of come up with the today in history and the devotion to close it out. But I think segment one, which is really what it was for the last 5.5 years, which is what's on my mind. Because Jason handled whatever I threw him, and it was like a forensics competition of extemporaneous response of whatever I threw. He, well, this is what's on my mind. And then we went, you know, or... So anyhow, what's on my mind this morning is being from Milwaukee, the tragedy of the death of Kendall Corder. He was a Milwaukee police officer for 6 years, and he was shot late Thursday night after 9 o'clock, he and his 29-year-old partner. His partner survived, but Kendall, after being in critical condition, died over the weekend, 32 years old. And I don't know, this one just seemed to hit differently. Certainly it is always, I think might have been in part because the officers didn't even get off a shot. And so some of these headlines, you know, Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dies following shooting. We are all in pain. I think that was the police chief, Jeff Norman. Milwaukee police officer dies after he and his partner were shot in an alley. Again, I'm sure you love your hometown. I love mine. I don't get back there as much as it seems like I used to. But, you know, lived in Milwaukee, went to even 66th Street Elementary School when we lived on 68th and Carmen until through second grade. And then we moved to Wauwatosa, a little different, but suburban. And Lincoln Elementary, Longfellow Middle School, Wauwatosa East High School. But, you know, you love your hometown. Got into radio at WKTI in Milwaukee when I was a senior in high school. Milwaukee Bucks ball boy. I love Milwaukee. I mean, it's my favorite big city. And so my heart aches for Officer Corder and his family. But as Police Chief Jeff Norman said, his other extended family, the police department. Can you imagine being a Milwaukee police officer, a police officer in any major city, going to work? I mean, these are violent times in which we live. So, thoughts and prayers, sincerely and truthfully, for Kendall Corder and his family, but his brothers and sisters in the Milwaukee Police Department, and all of those wearing blue the nation over. Some talk about a third awakening potentially in our country and in our world. Well, I'm all for it. So bring it on, Lord. Bring it on. All right, today in history... July 1st, 1961.
I think the biggest disease this world suffers from in this day and age is the disease of people feeling unloved. And I know that I can give love.
Yeah, that's Britain's Princess Diana, born Diana Spencer. The charismatic Diana drew worldwide fame and tabloid headlines before her death in a Paris car crash on this day in 1997. And July 1st, 2004.
I'm going to make him an awfully game with you.
Yeah, that's a good kind of offer to make. Actor Marlon Brando, the stage and movie legend, died in Los Angeles on this day in 2004 at the age of 80. And finally, our devotion this morning is from Robert Morgan's On This Day, and it is titled No Vacancy. And the fun thing about this devotion is, like, he writes about things that actually happened on this day, in this instance, July 1st. So we read that this morning. It goes like this, and it involves Wisconsin. Listen close. A snug private hotel room is a welcome sight for traveling salesmen after a long day, but imagine arriving at your hotel only to find it so full that rooms had to be shared. That happened on September 14th, 1898, at the Central Hotel of Boscobel, Wisconsin. John Nicholson arrived at 9 p.m. to find every room taken. The clerk suggested he share room 19 with a stranger, Samuel Hill. Before crawling into bed, Nicholson opened his Bible. At age 19, he had promised his dying mother he would read the Bible every night. Hill, asleep in the next bed, awoke. "Mr. Hill," said Nicholson, You will pardon me if I keep the light on just a little longer. I make it a practice to read from the Word of God and have a little chat with him before I retire. Read it aloud, said Hill, jumping up. I'm a Christian too. Nicholson read John 15, and the two knelt for prayer. They stayed up until 2 a.m. discussing the needs of traveling Christians. Nicholson and Hill bumped into each other again in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. They soon announced plans for an association of Christian salesmen, setting the first meeting for, you guessed it, July 1st, 1899. Only three showed up, Nicholson, Hill, and William Knights. The men nonetheless launched their organization to mobilize Christian travelers for encouragement, evangelism, and service. They decided to call themselves after the Old Testament character Gideon, who was willing to do whatever God asked. Since all the early Gideons were traveling men, the question arose as to how they could be witnesses in the hotels where they spent so much time. Someone suggested the Gideons encourage every hotel they patronized to furnish a Bible for its patrons. At a 1907 Chicago meeting, someone went so far as to suggest Gideons place Bibles in all the rooms of the hotels. The idea was adopted. The first distribution of Bibles occurring at the Superior Hotel in Iron Mountain, Montana, in 1908. Since then, over 750 million copies of Scripture have been distributed in over 170 nations, and it's likely more than that since this book is a copyright 1997. Closing verse, of course, the words of Gideon from Judges 7, 17, and 18. He said, when we get to the enemy camp, spread out and surround it. Then wait for me to blow a signal on my trumpet. As soon as you hear it, blow your trumpets and shout, fight for the Lord, fight for Gideon. So there you go. No vacancy from Robert Morgan's On This Day. On this day, July 1st, 2025. Today's number is 9,000. That's the age of the oldest piece of, somebody found a piece of chewing gum that was 9,000. Okay, whatever. The chewing gum was found in Finland, and it was stuck to somebody's shoes, I bet you. Well, welcome to a new month.
It is July, officially, yeah. and lots of things to celebrate here in this great month of July.
Yeah, for instance, July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month.
That can mean a lot of different things, I think. Uh-huh. But maybe not talking on speaker when you're in the checkout line or something. Stay off it when you're driving, etc. Family Reunion Month in July as well.
This one makes sense. It's Fireworks Safety Month.
It is National Baked Bean Month as well.
And National Bison Month.
It is National Blueberries Month. Love some blueberries.
I've been enjoying some blueberries on my cereal the last few days. It's National Culinary Arts Month.
This is an interesting one, oddly specific.
Yeah.
July is National Doghouse Repairs Month. So, figuratively or literally, if your doghouse needs repairs, get it done.
The dogs have been complaining. They want their house repaired. It's National Grilling Month.
Also makes sense. Silver Spring loves uh-huh. this. National Horseradish Month.
Yeah, very good. Really adds some good flavor. It's National Hot Dog Month.
It is National Ice Cream Month as well. That is why, for the kindest jar, we're going to go out and surprise strangers by paying for their ice cream this month.
Boy, you guys are very timely. It's National Purposeful Parenting Month.
There you go. Do that every month. National Recreation and Parks Month as opposed to Parks and Recreation Month.
It's National Water Gardening Month.
It is also Roots and Branches Month in July.
All right. It is Smart Irrigation Month.
That seems like it'd go along with Water Gardening Month and Social Wellness Month in July as well.
Very good.
It's time once again for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. And what a prize we have for you this morning. How about two more full event OneFest tickets plus parking, and these are courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors, one of the businesses that helps make our promotion and coverage of OneFest possible, and that's your family-owned A&W restaurants, locations in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Gannat. Thank you, A&W, for sponsoring the giveaway.
Boy, and A&W Burger and Root Beer Float sounds terrific.
Made fresh in the restaurant, of course.
All right, so yes, so we have this terrific prize today, courtesy of A&W. Thank you so very much. And I got the question today. So, you know, summertime is summer camp. A lot of kids have been there. I know kids who have been camp counselors already this summer. Kids still planning to go to the camp. Our question is camp-related, and that is, during my days growing up, name the particular type of camp that I went to. It was a little different camp. So what was it? Let me know. 723-2555.
So what kind of camp, what type of camp did Halville go to when he was a youngin'? Mm-hmm. He was a youngster.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. There you go. Simple enough. your chance to win those OneFest tickets courtesy of A&W. And again, Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cannot. D, our local owner of those A&W restaurants.
I'm going to clear this out of the way because I did go to basketball camp a couple of times. That's not what I'm talking
about. It's
not
about. Basketball camp.
Not basketball. Probably about three times. But, boy, needed more help than that. So, onto the line we go at 723-2555 for this wonderful prize. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Windsor.
All right, Kendra, what do you think?
I think it's Bible camp.
Bible camp, yeah, and then make my way into Christian radio eventually, but that is not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Kendra. Many great memories made at Bible camp for me and my family.
723-2555. I did, like, between junior and senior year, we went to Purdue University for, like, a church gathering, like, but it was not necessarily Bible camp. So anyhow, 723-2555, win yourself OneFest tickets courtesy of A&W by just saying, what camp did I go to as a kid?
What type of camp, what kind of camp did Howell go to when he was a kid? 715-723-2555 for your chance at two full event OneFest tickets and your parking taken care of as well. OneFest coming up 1 month from today.
Yeah, we got music on the way from Torrin Wells, the Saturday night headliner for OneFest. He was the Friday night headliner last time he was here, but going to be the Saturday night headliner August 2nd. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark, it's Beth Geach.
Hey, Beth, you're calling early this time.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think?
Boy Scout camp.
Boy Scout camp, yeah.
Sure.
You know, and I was a Cub Scout and then was a Boy Scout for a while, but that is not the camp. No, sorry.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 to call in and guess for Tuesday trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tracy from Cadott.
All right, Tracy, what do you think?
Camp Kenwood.
Camp Kenwood, right up here in the Chippewa area. Is that the camp I went to as a kid? No.
That would work out really well for Tracy, though, if she won those tickets, being in Cadott. Yeah, that's where OneFest is.
Yeah, for sure, at those wonderful grounds. Some of us see them for the first time last year going, wow. And I think there's going to be a lot more campers this year, too, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, 723-2555. Don't tell me we're running out of guesses. We'll take three more if you got them.
I see someone's trying to call on our listener line, but again, we need you live on the air. So 715-723-2555. That's the number you want to call.
All right, we got somebody now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? We'll get you on here. I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Windsor.
All right, Kendra, go ahead.
I'm going to say band camp.
Band camp.
Okay.
Yeah, a little musical camp, maybe learning to play the tuba or the trombone. But, yeah, didn't play either of those instruments, actually. So, all right, a couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm guessing swimming camp.
Swimming camp, yeah,
okay,
that's important.
Sure, very important.
I tell you what, Tammy, I do remember swimming lessons in a very chilly Hoyt Park pool, but not swimming camp. Thanks.
Good to hear from Mounder Territory, 715-723-2555. Who's next here for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show?
My mom listens to the live stream, and I know she's reliving some of this. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess here before 8 o'clock.
This is Shelly from Barron.
All right, Shelly, speak up.
And I am looking at thinking about art camp.
About what camp?
Art.
Art, okay.
Oh, art camp, boy. Yeah. Shelly, from me to you, I sure could have used an art camp. Wow. I have a scarring story from sixth grade that those who know me well know, but that is not the camp I went to. Thanks.
Tuesday Trivia, try number two, your chance to win and win big here on Tuesday Trivia. Two full event OneFest tickets plus parking, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants with locations in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cannot. And we're talking camp, summer camp, Pavel.
Yeah, the question at 723-2555 is name a summer camp I went to as a kid.
So, again, what type of camp, what kind of summer camp did Pavel go to as a kid? 715-723-2555 for those two full event OneFest tickets and your parking OneFest 1 month from today in Cadott.
All right, we're going to get going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tracy from Cadott again.
All right, Tracy. The city of the festival.
Yes. Archery.
Archery.
An archery camp.
Archery, yeah. We
see a lot of fun.
Earlier, you were another caller, but could it be archery, an archery camp? That was not it.
Thank you, Tracy. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with One Fest tickets on the line.
All right, calls coming in pretty good now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kendra from Winter again.
All right, Kendra.
My guess is called a sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway. Okay, so just the idea of, like, away from home kind of a thing.
So it's a camp that you basically go to camp during the day and you go home at night.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
You know, I went to a basketball camp like that. I think it was called West Side something, but that is not what we're talking about.
I wasn't
about.
Sure what that was, and I Googled it really quick. Apparently, there's a horror movie of the same name, so of course.
Oh, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Trayton from Stanley.
Hey, Trayton. Good to hear from you.
Is it like a football camp or?
Football camp, yeah.
Football camp. That could be, yeah.
You know, I played.
Get you ready.
I played street football, but I never actually even played, you know, junior high or high school football. But how about you? Do you go to any camps, Trayton?
Every once in a while, not a lot. No.
Okay. Not so much. All right.
Well, you call back and guess again, Trayton. Good to hear from Stanley. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo.
You know, we've been noticing this. I don't know, a summer trend. Like, the guesses seem better at 8:15 than at 7:45.
Sleeping in, maybe?
The number of callers, yeah.
Sure.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. It's Beth Beach again.
Hey, Beth. Halvo and Caleb here. Go right ahead.
Go to drama camp?
Drama camp. That's a great guess, right? Did a lot of community theater with my kids here as they were growing up. So was it drama camp? It was not. Sorry.
715-723-2555. Again, your chance to win two full event OneFest tickets and parking courtesy of your family-owned A&W.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, speak up, friend. What do you got for us?
I'm going to guess chess camp.
Chess camp. Yeah.
Is Halvo secretly like a grandmaster chess champion all because he went to chess camp as a kid?
Kind of a chess shark, if you will. That is not, I do not even know how to play.
Can you hustle people in chess? I bet you can.
You probably can. I know that some of my kids, I know Dawson, he can play. He's probably the best in the family. I think Elena might play. I'm not sure about
him. I am not very good.
Maybe checkers I could play. I like backgammon. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Rich from Kerryville.
All right, Rich, we're going to say three more guesses starting with you. Go ahead.
All right. Was it Boy Scout camp?
For two tickets to one camp. That was guessed already.
That was guessed, yeah. You can have a bonus guess.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay, how about a YMCA camp?
YMCA camp, right?
That hasn't been guessed.
Yeah, could that be it? That was not, sorry.
Thank you, Rich. Two guesses left before we boot this on to about 8:45.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound again.
Good to hear from you, Tammy. What do you think?
Golf.
Golf camp. Oh, that makes
okay,
sense, right?
Sure.
There's always things to work on your game, your drive, your putting, your chipping, and that wasn't it.
Thank you, Tammy. One guess left before we push this off 20-ish minutes and give you another shot later on to win those OneFest tickets.
I could have used golf camp. That would even be fun now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess here this time around.
This is Peggy from Withy.
Hey, Peggy from Withy. What do you think?
How about 4-H camp?
4-H camp. That's a great guess, right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Peggy from Withy, 4-H camp for the tickets to OneFest, courtesy of A&W. Sorry.
Not it. So again, after 8:45, we'll give you another shot to win. Thank you so much again to Dee, our local owner of those A&W restaurants.
Yeah.
And Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Make sure you enjoy some A&W today. It's a great day for it. Refreshing root beer.
Absolutely. Sounds fantastic. And speaking of McDonald, happy 20th wedding anniversary to Seth and Tracy Smisky today. So saw that on Facebook. Happy anniversary to them.
Tuesday Trivia, try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show with your chance to win two tickets to OneFest 2025, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. They have locations in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. And we're working on a camp question, a summer camp question, Havel.
Yeah, just asking you, what summer camp did I go to in my younger days? Tell us, and you win the tickets, courtesy of A&W. 723-2555, 723-2555. We've had a lot of great guesses first two go-arounds here.
Yeah, but haven't figured it out yet. 715-723-2555 for you and a guest to get into OneFest for free, plus your parking What type of summer camp did Havel go to as a kid? 723-2555. Give us a call.
All right. The callers are coming in, so we don't need to recount the wrong answers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rich from Carrieville again.
Hey, Rich, you want those tickets? Yeah.
I do, yeah. Hey, I haven't heard it, but I haven't been listening the whole morning. Did somebody guess Bible Camp?
They did.
Bible Camp has been guessed. Do you have a backup guess, Rich?
I do have a backup guess. How about a FCA camp, a Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Okay, yeah, that hasn't been guessed yet. Yeah.
Somebody said YMCA, but they didn't say FCA. And hear a lot of those ads over the years here on WWIB, but that isn't it. Sorry.
Thank you, Rich. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia. What type of summer camp did Halville go to as a kid?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Micah from Eau Claire.
Hi, Micah.
What do you think, buddy?
Baseball camp?
Baseball camp.
Yeah. That's a good idea, right?
That sounds
fun. Get your fielding, your hitting, your everything worked on, but that's not it, Micah. Sorry.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Covering all the sports here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will, what do you think?
Did anyone say basketball camp?
Yeah, I kind of acknowledged that. Yeah, I went to basketball camp, but yeah, just laid out that that's not what we're looking for, so... You want another one? Really.
You can have another one because Halville kind of gave that as a freebie earlier. Yeah. So,
sure, why not? How about you went to like scout camp, like Boy Scout camp?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Could that be it? And that's not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555. What kind of camp? What type of camp? Summer camp did Halville go to as a kid? For those two OneFest tickets, courtesy of your family-owned A&Ws.
And just to be clear on that, a couple people had said Boy Scout. Let's just even include Cub Scout. So it wasn't Boy Scout, Cub Scout, Weeblo, anything like that.
Nothing
Hi,
like that.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter again.
Hey, Kendra.
I don't know if this is a thing, but I'm going to guess family camp.
Family, yeah, why not? Family camp, like with my family. And,
oh, for sure.
We probably could have used a family camp, but that is not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia for your chance to win OneFest tickets.
All right, we're going to take three more guesses. Otherwise, 7:15 tomorrow on a Win It Wednesday. Two tickets to OneFest. Wow, that's a great value, and you just get your whole way free, the parking for 3 days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Mark. It's Jody Wellscott.
Hey, Jody, do you know the answer?
Well, I know you grew up in Milwaukee, and I know they've got the beautiful lakefront, so I'm going to guess sailing camp.
Sailing camp.
Okay, oh, okay, yeah. Sure.
You know, my brother-in-law, Doug, has a sailboat, but could that be it? It's not. Sorry.
Thank you, Jody. 715-723-2555. What do we have? A couple guesses left.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark in Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. Hungry for those tickets as well. What do you think?
I guess journalism camp.
Journalism camp.
A journalism camp.
You know, I did write for the school paper in middle school and high school.
I didn't even know they had journalism camps, to be honest.
Well, a good guess, but that's not it. Sorry. All right, one more try here this morning on WWIB. What camp did I go to as a kid that wasn't basketball camp? I acknowledge that, but what was the other camp I went to? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jana from Pepin.
Hey, Jana, what do you think?
And hi, I think that you went to some sort of a STEM camp.
A STEM camp.
Like a math or science related camp.
Yeah.
That would be super cool.
That would be cool. But that is just not who I am, and that is not the camp I went to. Sorry. Thanks for trying.
Jana. All right, so folks will have another chance tomorrow after 7:15 here on the WIB Wake Up Show as Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday, but still the same prize, courtesy of your family-owned A&W locations in the listening area. We're going to give you another shot to win those OneFest tickets.